But I remember that I learned very quickly that if I just approached them, if I could just bring myself to the point of starting to approach people, after half an hour or so, whatever it was that was bothering me, whatever it was that was hurting my body, would be gone. And I remember Prabhupada said again and again and again, if you just do Sankirtan, it cures everything. And I firmly believe that. And I can see actually how it works. But you do have to do Sankirtan. And that means you have to give your heart and soul to doing it. You can't just do it mechanically. And that's why book distribution is so wonderful, because it forces you to give everything you can at that particular time. And the more you do it, the more you can give. You become more and more surrendered, more deeply aware of who you are and where you're at, and you can give more and more to the conditioned souls. You actually become more and more surrendered. And then there's more love coming from you, and Krishna is able to use you more and give you more cleverness too. You can be much more quick-witted. So the dullest stone can become the most brilliant poet and philosopher and joker. You can be a complete comedian. Anything can happen on Sankirtan, you know. It's amazing.
Are there any particular Sankirtan pastimes that you could remember where you particularly felt Krishna and Lord Chaitanya working in that particular, you know, that situation? Every Sankirtan devotee has a few memories of particular encounters. For instance, that one man you met at the airport who carried around a Bhagavad Gita for 10 years, not knowing that there was a society of devotees.
Yeah, that was nice. Well, that was one time. It wasn't 10 years, but it was a... I just stopped this young man. He was running real fast, and I stopped him head-on and handed him a Bhagavad Gita, and he said, "My goodness, this is the Bhagavad Gita. Wait a second, let me show you something." And he dragged me over to the counter, and he opened his briefcase, and there was this raggedy old Bhagavad Gita that had obviously, just like a Bible, that had been carried everywhere and read and read and read. Like, not even devotees read as much as this guy had read this Bhagavad Gita. And he said he had received this from somebody. He didn't realize he was a devotee or anything. He didn't know who he was. But somebody had given him this book free in India when he was traveling in India. It was our book. It was our Bhagavad Gita. And so finally he had met a devotee who was representing this Bhagavad Gita. So he was just in ecstasy to meet me. So we talked for a while, and I gave him some more books. I gave him a whole lot of Bhagavatams, and actually talked to him a lot about the philosophy. And he gave me every cent he could at that point, which wasn't a whole lot. He had $200 and a gold ring, and he gave me everything he could. He was living in Thailand. He was an ex-serviceman. He was going home to his Thai wife, and he was kind of entangled. But he wrote me several times after that, very much appreciating that encounter. And I sent him some prasadam and some more books. But that was a nice experience. But that happens all the time. I mean, I can't remember so many specific experiences, because it just happens every day that you're meeting people that are so unusual. I mean, when you're really absorbed on book distribution, practically every other person is somebody that you never want to forget. It's so beautiful what happens.